Today's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts, All Cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When we look across the belt, though, we do certainly see some differences by region. If we start in the southeast, that region as a whole actually shows a little bit of a decline in acres, going to plant 2.1 million acres, which is down about 5% from where we were. And even when we drill down into the states in the southeast region, we see some differences. Alabama and Florida producers indicated they were going to increase their plantings, where when you look at the Carolinas, they indicated a decline in cotton area for this year, and in some cases, around 15% fewer acres. I think in part that reflects some of the challenges they face. With last year's harvest, they went through some very challenging weather conditions. It reduced yields as well as quality, and I think it put a lot of those producers in a very tenuous financial position heading into 2016.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think, though, that's really more a reflection of the fact that while cotton prices are not any better than they were a year ago and still not attractive to growers, they've improved relative to the main competing crops of corn and soybeans. Namely, corn and soybean prices are down compared to a year ago.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We see an increase in Kansas, Oklahoma. Parts of Texas are flat to declining from where they were a year ago, but South Texas, we're seeing growers indicate more acres of cotton. And I think that's due in large part to the fact that last year they were not able to plant as much cotton as they intended because of extremely wet conditions at planting time.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think in part what's coming into play there is, particularly as we talk about California, is there's better expectations for water availability as they've had a wetter winter.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Obviously, weather as we go through the growing season is going to affect what our final crop size will be, but based off this planted acreage and if we assume normal abandonment and average yields for the U.S., we anticipate a crop of about 14 million bales.